Buenos dias, this is Los Quesos.
Hi, I need to reserve your party room.
Sure, for what day?
Saturday.
Saturday, for what is the occasion?
Does that matter? I mean, it's like a party.
Well, we would like to know how many, tables to set up.
I'll just be having like a birthday party.
Okay, but are you going to need, the food?
Yeah, we'll be ordering food, of course.
Okay, for how many people?
Probably 8 to 10.
8 to 10? Okay. Yeah, we can do that. What kind of, food do you, like?
Oh, the Los Quesos, Tex-Mex cuisine sounds great. Go with that.
Okay. Would you like some entertainment, the cockfighting?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. We have entertainment. Would you like some entertainment?
Oh, what do you mean? Like Mary, did you say cockfighting?
Yes. Is that a problem, the cockfighting?
Yeah, I don't want cockfighting I just want just a room.
We have live chickens that are fighting in the, room?
No, I don't want that. No, thank you.
How about a videotape of it?
No.
How about just someone to recap what happened earlier in the day?
In terms of cockfighting?
Yes, exactly.
No.
How about just someone to recap what happened earlier in the day?
Like news?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds delightful.
Okay.
See you Saturday.
All right, see you then.
Okay, bye.
Hey everybody, this is the Mascot Wedding Show, the Internet's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Otta.
My name is Mac Blake, and this is episode 280, Days of
Future Gas.
Yep, that's right, guys. We are your podcast liars. We're recording in Austin, Texas at the Hodgecast Studios.
Home of the Hodge Pound.
That's right, part of the Tasty Podcast Network. There's a plug for the mothership. David just coughed up so much blood.
I had to do that right in front of everybody.
David, by the way, in case you're not watching us right now, is wearing a Corpus Christi Hooks t-shirt. Go Hooks!
Yeah, AA. So we gotta rip that farm.
Are they the Astros affiliate?
Yes. I was about to say, of course they would be. Why wouldn't they be? But then I remembered I used to wear minor league shirts a lot, depending on the...
The Montgomery Biscuit.
That's right.
With the butter tongue.
And the Modesto Nuts. Who doesn't want to root for Nuts?
I love it. Oh, man. How are you doing, David Hutter?
I'm doing well. That's the DNS sentence. I'm doing well. How are you, Mac Blake?
I'm also doing well. This is going to be a fun show because we purposefully. Well, that doesn't sound right.
We did it on purpose.
On purpose, we did not book a guest.
Yes. There's a difference between doing it on purpose and doing it full of purpose.
There you go. Purposely. Yeah.
Yeah.
That just doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like you're leaving something hanging a little bit.
Yeah. I love doing that. Oh, it's going to be a zoo show.
Yeah.
Squirter.
Whoever's got the biggest tits, send them in.
Oh.
Cut off your tits and send them in.
Here comes Morgana, the sucking bandit.
Oh, God. You know, this kissing bandit's really getting all the headlines. We're going to have to take it up a notch.
Oh, there comes Morgana, the sucking bandit. Oh, she's found David Wright. She is sucking him off.
Good heaven, she took it all.
Oh my goodness. Oh, David Wright looks like it is done.
Wiping the chin, giving a little something for the fans.
My God. God is my witness. She sucked him in half. JR.
That's right.
JR Ross. Jim Ross Ross. It's like DC Comics. DC Comics Comics.
That's
or
right.
An ATM machine.
Yes.
Automatic teller machine.
These are all things that Jim Ross is like.
We did not book a guest, so it was just David and myself because we do a little catch up.
Yeah.
Oh, we run around. We talk to so many people. Oh, it's tiring.
It's like I hardly see you anymore.
I know.
You're a grown boy now.
I know. I'm all grown up.
Yeah. So how are you, Mac?
I'm doing well. I actually bumped into somebody, David, that you and I used to work with.
Uh-oh.
Back at International Tomato back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen this guy in like 10 years. And this guy goes, hey, he's like, hey, good to see you. You're looking well. And I was like, yeah, this 40 pounds I've added since last time you saw me really does sit nicely. Shut your mouth.
I wouldn't have known.
I think he's talking about my beard.
Oh, sure.
I used to just have a no beard.
Yeah, you used to have a goatee.
Occasionally, for several years, I had just a goatee.
A regrettable decision.
I told the story before. The reason I decided to not have a goatee anymore, I was thinking about my friend Goatee. No. I was thinking if somebody were to describe me, they'd be like, what's that guy look like? Tall goatee. I'd be like, don't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want that to be the second thing someone describes.
Yeah, you could easily play like drums, but not in a good way. Like have those like feather duster kind of drumsticks.
Oh, yeah. Like you're based in something.
Yeah, you could be in a smooth jazz band.
Yeah, like I'm using a beating some batter.
Yeah.
A little batter beating.
So instead you're like if a child actor grew up to be a lumberjack.
That's right. I'm like Haley Joe Osment.
Yeah.
Parts of his face kept growing. So how are you doing in a grander sense?
Man, I can't complain. We just got done with a bunch of projects and a bunch of shows and stuff. So now it's been a really nice wind down week. Like,
yeah,
hadn't done anything. I've done stuff. I've like caught up on errands and chores, and movies, and it's been great. Like, I miss that. As satisfying as the things that we do are, it's nice to
nice to catch a little bit of a breather.
Yeah.
Speaking of breathers, speaking of movies.
Yeah.
What a shitty summer movie season, by the way.
Yeah, I think we're done, right?
Let me see. When will this podcast come out? There's that Apes movie hasn't come out yet.
Right, right.
And what else? What else is like a big tentpole movie? Oh, man, the Transformers. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to 22 Jump Street, but even that, like, once that passes the first weekend and I still haven't seen it, then I could go years without seeing it.
I was really excited about Godzilla. I haven't seen the first weekend. I don't know anymore.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's the way it is with summer movies. It's like you got to catch them while they're hot. I'm looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's in August.
Yeah.
A weird choice.
Yeah, it's the dregs. It's the Scott Pilgrim dumping ground season.
Yeah, which, you know, maybe it'll do well, but we'll see. Maybe it'll reverse the trend because Captain America Winter Soldier opened in April.
Yeah.
And it performed better than, as we speak, both Amazing Spider-Man and Days of Future Past.
Oh, right, right.
The X-Men sequel.
Did you end up seeing Spider-Man?
I did. I saw it in Buffalo.
Oh.
Which is a nice transition into talking about that. So recently I've hit the road a little bit.
That's right, yeah.
I've been got booked at some feature act in some clubs. One of those was Helium in Buffalo. And that was a bit of a trip, David.
Very famous club.
May I regale you with it?
Please, by all means.
A good quality tale forthcoming. So the day before I was supposed to leave, I lost my wallet.
Oh, wow.
Could not find it. And it was driving me crazy. And turns out it fell into a shoebox, and I found it like a week later or something.
Oh, so it was still like in your home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I called like, you know, credit cards and I was like, any activity? And I'm like, no. And I was like, cancel it anyway.
Yeah. Well, let's measure the frustration there. Is it more frustrating to have it in your home the whole time, or would you rather have just lost it and cut bait?
It was nice to find it, and honestly, the card in there I missed the most, I would have been like, it'd be a real shame if I lost that card, was the Taco Deli Taco VIP card. I've been eating a lot of Taco Deli, and I feel like I saved up a lot of points.
I see that 40 pounds now.
I'd hate to just lose that, you know?
Of course.
I mean, just loyalty cards, that's all it is. All I was going to miss. Juice Land.
I do feel like a very important person when they hand me the card.
I know. Those smoothies at Juice Land aren't cheap, my man.
No, they're not.
Yeah, you build up those stamps on a stamp card. That's money in the bank. So, but it was frustrating. I mean, I was glad I found it, but it was just frustrating to lose it because I don't have any ID. I don't have any cash. If I did not have my passport, I would have been royal fucked.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But I had that, and so I had to have my girlfriend cash a check and get out some cash and go to Buffalo. And the flight over there, because here's the thing. Like, if I was going on a trip with somebody else, I would probably book, like, Southwest. Because Southwest is comfortable, and it's I feel like they do it right.
Yeah.
Do it right at Southwest Airlines. But I was like, no, you know what? I'm only getting paid a certain amount. This is probably a break-even trip. So I'm going to try and keep costs as low as possible. So I booked American Airlines.
Okay.
Which American Airlines seats are pretty small.
Yeah.
And so the first flight was from Austin to Chicago. I get on the airplane and I'm in the middle seat and this flight sucks. It is so bumpy. And the pilot's like, hey, it's going to be bumpy. What are you going to do?
Well, he told you then.
Yeah, it's like, heads up. Change your diapers now, babies. So it was real bumpy. And the guy in front of me decided, I'm exhausted too because I didn't get any sleep.
Okay.
And the guy in front of me leans back in his chair. How do you feel about people who lean back in their or recline in their airplane seats, David? Do you have any opinion about that?
I don't with a rider on the end of it. I don't because I feel like it doesn't really happen anymore. Like even when it does, we've kind of entered into a social contract where if someone's going to lean back, they'll lean back a little bit to where it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Like no one egregiously leans back anymore.
This guy, I swear to God, I know it's like a Ellen joke or whatever, an old stand-up joke, like, hey, lean his seat so far back, I could do dental work on him.
Right.
This guy,
Fuck.
It's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
This guy did, like, I was staring at the top of his head as close as I am talking to this microphone right now.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, and at some point he, like, put his hands back up there, and I wanted to take a picture of his rings he was wearing. He had several rings.
Uh-huh.
If you're a guy and you're wearing rings, plural, three.
Yeah.
Three rings. Not a couple of rings, but rings.
Yeah, you're circus style.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Maybe, did they look like they're punching rings? Like,
one had, like, an elephant on it.
Oh.
Which, I mean, like, if you want to punch a guy and leave an elephant imprint, I don't know.
Maybe that's his calling card.
I feel like that's like, wasn't that why the Phantom had that skull ring?
Yes.
So when he punches you, you get a little skull on your head.
A real dickhead move.
I know, the Phantom's real dick. Billy Zane. That didn't happen. Billy Zane, here's your role to start. I'm the Phantom, a PG action movie.
Let's get this guy a tentpole movie.
Yeah. The only tentpole was me watching Billy Zane in that purple outfit.
I remember.
Yum, 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 yum. please, somebody make yum, 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 yum your text message tone. Your text tone.
Download this file, snip it, go into Audacity.
I feel like that's something that a Great Depression family or whatever, like, oh, welcome to America. I work in the text tone factory.
I got text lung from I'm also Jamaican.
I'm sending money back to the family. Fucking, I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Cousin Rihanna.
Oh, cover your things, man. Oh, all right.
Bring it on back to Buffalo.
So I'm in this airplane and it's really bumpy and it's hot and I can't like rest my head either back or forward. And I'm in a lot of pain. And I'm starting to feel a little nauseous, and I am dripping sweat.
Oh, wow.
Like, sweat is literally dripping from my face onto the tray, which I have, I'm leaning on it. Mm. God, it was a rough trip. But anyway, so we land in Chicago, and I'm like, oh, I got a nice couple-hour layover here. This will be good, and I guess my flight leaves at 5, and then I'll get into Buffalo. Wait, what? And I was like, wait, if it's 5 here, it's 6 in Buffalo. Is when I board, and then the show is at 8? What? And so I'm like, this can't be right. I wouldn't have booked a flight that arrives later than my show.
Right.
And so I checked, and I was like, yep, that's what, I'm going to miss the fucking show.
Hmm.
And I was like, man, this is my first gig at this club. It's my first real road gig with this booker. You know, and so it's like, I didn't want to fuck this up, and I'm already going to, and I'm like, this is the worst. I hate this. And so I'm looking up the number for Helium Buffalo. To try and I was like trying to see the show that night, not on the calendar.
Hmm.
So I called him up and I was like, "Hey, what time is our show tonight?" And they're like, "No show tonight." And I go, "Oh, okay. This is a feature. No one told me that." And they're like, "Oh, we're sorry." And I was like, "You know what though? I would have made it anyway." And he's like, "Oh, see ya." Like, it was this weird thing of like, no, they were very nice, but it was like, it was like a shitty serendipity.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it didn't go as planned, but it kind of worked out, but kind of didn't.
Because you know they're hanging it up and being like, can you believe the balls in this guy? He was going to miss this show that doesn't exist.
No, they're very nice. They were apologetic about the not telling me.
Yeah.
So then I get to Buffalo. Buffalo, those crowds, oh my God, so good.
Yeah, I hear that about Helium, though.
I mean, they were laughing. I hung out after the shows and met a whole bunch of people and super friendly, could not have been nicer. You're good people, Buffalo. You're good people. That city, though, a little scary.
Is that right?
Yeah. A lot of buildings downtown, nothing in them.
Oh, wow.
Boarded up. And I have this thing, I have this habit where I, for some reason, whenever I go to a new city, I end up walking somewhere where no one else is walking.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like, I was like, oh, I'll take this walking route, and I'm there, and I'm like, I'm the only one I can see. What is going on? It is, like, you know, it's a happy hour time. Like, you know, it's not the middle of the day. There should be somebody walking.
Mm.
But no, it never is. The same thing, I was just in Raleigh this weekend. Same thing, like, walking, no one else is around. I'm like, well, this isn't a smart decision. But the shows went okay. A feature for Josh Wolf. Funny,
yeah.
Nice guy. The second show, the host brought me up as Mac Brook.
That's not you?
And I was like, that's not me. But it was a marked improvement over the first show where he introduced me as Gus Blake.
Did you ever get to the bottom of why it was Gus?
He was like, sorry, man, I blanked. I was like, why Gus? He's like, I don't know. Gus.
Gus.
Do you even know a Gus?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
You don't even look like a Gus.
I don't know what a Gus looks like.
A football kicking mule.
Yeah. Gert. Oh, good old Gus.
Yeah.
And then later on, it was coming up next is Blake, Mac Blake. So either he gave me a James Bond opening or he fumbled my name once again.
I drew a blank, Mac Blank. Yeah. Shit, I'm sorry.
Here's the other thing about those shows, though. Josh Wolf is a real handsome guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's in shape. He's in real good shape. And a lot of ladies come to his shows.
Sure.
But Josh Wolf, he's a family man, too. So these ladies after the shows, they're talking with him. He's not going to do anything with you.
Right.
He doesn't want to drink your shots, right?
Yeah.
And so I kept getting his, like, I don't
runoff?
Know. He has runoff, yeah. But it was like runoff shots. Like these girls be like, whoa, and like hold up a shot to him. And he's like, they're like, what is it? And he's like, lemon drop. And he's like, I don't want to do that. And then the girl was like sad and then saw me and then was like, whoa. I was like, nice try. I saw you just got rejected, but I will take that shot.
Would you still have taken it if they called you feature?
Here, feature. Yeah, I probably would have thought that was funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And so recently this weekend, I did Raleigh, and I was at the airport in the Austin airport, and I was like, let me check the website just in case something wacky happened again. And I was supposed to feature for John Doerr. Sure enough, Dana Gould.
Oh,
so it was like you know, once again, I was like, oh, it's not who I was told I was going to be featuring for, but Dana Gould's amazing,
of course. Yeah.
So it was you know, I wasn't disappointed, but I just thought it was like funny.
Yeah.
But here I am back again. And then also in between those two, the weekend between them, oh, there's 2 weekends between them. One was Sketchfest. One, I went out of town to D.C.
Right.
Man, I hate flying.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't hate it like John Madden hates it.
Well, yeah, you're not terrified of it.
Yeah. Is John Madden like afraid of it?
Yes.
Because if someone was like, all right, you have the option of, you know, you can fly up there or we'll, you know, rent you a private bus, whatever, I still would fly because it's just so much faster.
Yeah.
I've accepted, but I do not enjoy it.
Mm.
Like, you know, the process, it's like the dentist or whatever. I mean,
right. The romance is gone.
Yeah. I don't mind going to the dentist, by the way. I feel like, you know, I brush my teeth. I'm not a monster.
I feel like you're taking it to dentists today.
You fucking dentist.
God damn it.
Man, what's a guy got to do to get a dentist wear like a, you know, like a V-neck t-shirt or something? I just want to see the little chest hair. You know what I mean, guys?
No, you don't want that when your mouth's open.
Oh, come on. Maybe I do.
What if it gets like chest sweat into your gaping maw?
Yeah, tell me more.
Oh, God.
Yum, 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 yum.
So you hate flying like a big baby. Go ahead.
Oh, I think that's it. Let me see what else I want to talk about.
How was D.C.?
D.C. was good. My little sister was graduating from grad school.
Yes.
And so we went up there. And so my dad picks me up from the airport. And we're driving through Virginia, and he's like, oh, by the way, you're sharing a room with your brother-in-law. And I was like, cool. I like my brother-in-law. I don't want to share a room with somebody.
Nah.
Yeah, I'd rather just have my own room.
Or at least have time to prepare for that. Like,
yeah, why'd you tell me, minutes beforehand?
Because he was afraid you're going to make a break for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, no deal.
It's just the weird way my parents like to book things.
Yeah.
So both the D.C. trip and the Raleigh trip, I went to Dallas.
Okay.
That hub, the Dallas airport. You spent a lot of time at the Dallas airport, David?
No.
I hate it. It's a bad airport. It's big. You do get to ride the trains between terminals.
Oh, that's nice.
Which I still enjoy. I'm like, yay, trains. Yeah, exactly. Like,
if you could get from city to city in those airport trains, different story.
I know. If only Austin had some sort of light rail that didn't just go from Applebee's to Applebee's.
Gosh, that thing would have to pass a vote 15 years ago. Yeah. We'd almost be done with it. That's not going to happen, man.
Guys are being real sarcastic because our city has the shittiest light rail system.
Yeah.
We have A train, one.
And it runs on government tracks.
But the Dallas airport, you're inside of it and you feel like you're underground.
Okay.
It's like weirdly set up to where it's like claustrophobic, except in that D terminal. Oh, D terminal! Why is D terminal so nice? It's got like art.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's got like art in a fucking playground and just like, you know, a smoothie place. But man, you go to any other terminals, just like, get the fuck out of here. You throw hot coffee in you and you scald your eyes out.
That's their show off terminal. That's like LA's coming through D terminal. Chicago's coming through D terminal. Everything else is like, okay, Beaumont, you're getting the fucking F terminal.
Yeah, I guess so. But something that was weirded me out is I was walking through Dallas Love and one of the stores they have in the airport is they had a Truckee's.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, that's weird. I didn't know Truckee's was expanding into airports.
I thought it had just shuttered years ago.
I know the one in Austin exploded under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah. And the one in Abilene, like, people's got like skin burns from the panties that they sold there.
Yes.
It's crazy stuff.
That's right. I remember the lawsuit and the subsequent judge shooting that occurred.
Yeah, yeah. Rotten.com covered a lot of it, which was, yeah, that tells you all you need to know.
It was weird.
Yeah.
So when I walk in the Truckee's, and at the airport, and Truckee's, it was East Texas, right? West Texas?
East Texas, yeah.
Yeah, the beast of the east side of Texas, that's right.
Exactly.
It was an East Texas chain of convenience stores that, and sure enough, this airport one was just like it. A lot of sexually aggressive merchandise.
That's exactly the term I would use to describe their merchandise.
Yeah, they sold something that they described as rubber dog chew toys.
Uh-huh.
But come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew what, you know.
Yeah.
Massage wands, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They had malt liquor in plastic bags.
Yeah.
The cans would be too sharp, they said. I don't know. Or they don't want you breaking a bottle.
Yeah.
So you could buy a giant plastic bag of malt liquor. They also had a normal magazine section, and then they had another magazine section that was behind a beaded curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of calling it the Admiral's Club, the beaded curtain was called the Admiral's Chub.
Okay.
So, Come on, Truckee's.
I mean, they're not very good at hiding what they're trying to do.
I know.
Like hot dog in a bag. Like, we get what you're trying to get out of that. Yeah. You know?
And, like, you know, a lot of places have, like, Dallas t-shirts or Cowboys things.
Mm.
They're openly selling thongs and, like, a massage tool that a lady can tie around her waist.
Oh, geez. I know. Really? In the airport?
Yeah.
Truckee's not be able to get past security with those.
I don't know. It's like a how you word it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they still have that? I think they used to call them squish packs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, you can't have that in an airport.
Yeah.
There's a playground in D terminal.
They also had those adult banks, the S banks they had.
Uh-huh.
It's a little travel companion. It fits around, you know, your stuff.
Right.
Yeah. One of those.
Yeah. We yeah.
Also, something else I learned while flying David is that, did you know that if you bring a baby on a flight, people can treat you like you're absolute garbage?
Is that so?
Yes. We've now turned the tide where instead of people being like, oh, what a cute baby, and then the baby terrorizes us, I now feel more often than not that baby is quiet and respectful,
yeah,
and the people around them still treat that person like they're Adolf Hitler.
Oh, exactly. I feel like people have taken all of their post-civil rights hate, mm-hmm, and they've transferred it to babies on planes.
This guy sitting next to me was on his phone, and he was like, yeah, no, I just got on. I just got on, yeah. So I should be rolling in. We should be taking off pretty soon. I'm on a family-friendly flight. Yeah, a family-friendly, yeah, right in front of me. Yep, a little one. And it's like, yeah, she is right in front of you with a fucking baby. She can fucking hear your
right
ass. And then and it's like, you know what? Look, that baby didn't say anything. I'm listening to one half of your fucking loud, complaining conversation. Go die.
Yeah.
And then the flight lands, baby, nothing. It's like the baby was a prop baby, for all I know. Like a hilarious Jackass-style fake baby.
Of course.
And so once the plane lands, the lady in front of the lady, the lady with the baby, passenger in front of her stands up, turns around and goes, there was a baby behind me? Oh my God. What a nice baby. It didn't kick the seat or anything.
Kick the seat?
And I was like, yeah, but the lady in front of the baby turned around and wouldn't shut her face.
Kept goo goo gaga in front of the baby.
I know. God, shut up.
Yeah.
What is it with people, David?
People just, they latch onto something that they think is vaguely familiar and they'll just ride it into the ground. Like, they had one bad experience, or a friend of a friend had a bad experience with a baby on a plane once, and now they're using that as currency for the rest of their life.
How many times have you had a flight with a crying baby versus how many times has the person in front of you or on the side of you just wouldn't shut their goddamn mouth?
Oh, gosh, one to about 50.
Oh, boy. I was on the bus in Raleigh, and I get on the bus, and because, you know, trying to save cash,
mm-hmm,
not renting a car, not want to pay for a taxi.
Yeah.
And man, when I first got on that bus in Buffalo, I was like, pulled out my iPhone, checking the directions, and I was kind of was like, I'm going to keep this iPhone close to the vest.
That sounds like a thing to not do in Buffalo.
Yeah. Hey, look at the $600 phone, guys. I turned off the security features too. You don't even need to scan your thumb. So I was riding the bus, and as I walk in, there's a girl and the row has two seats, right? And she's sitting in the outside seat. So in other words, kind of a fuck you move.
Right.
Which, you know, but here's the thing. It was a young girl and she was pretty, so I understand.
Of course.
You don't want to get harassed on a bus. This creepy guy got on. He was he's an older guy wearing shorts. He looked like a kind of a younger Bruce Dern.
All right.
He was like real carefully walking around people. Like imagine if you're standing and some guy, instead of walking past you, like tiptoes past you like he's a burglar where he's going to set off an alarm.
Okay. So he's kind of like sidling in an attempt to maybe rub his dick on you.
No, but he's carefully avoiding you like your laser's an entrapment.
Okay.
But gotcha. We're not. I'm not a laser. He's not Catherine Zeta-Jones. Tightly tuned tish.
Who is?
And so eventually, though, he goes all the way to the back of the bus, and then he creeps all the way back up, and he's like, are you sitting kind of that seat next to the girl?
Mm.
And then proceeds to pull out every item in his shopping bag and describe it to the girl.
What?
He's like, this is coconut oil. You can use this instead of butter. this is a weightlifting magazine, which he did not look like he has ever taken one of those magazines to heart.
Of course.
He didn't look like a bodybuilder, but, you know, he bought one, I guess.
I'll bet the month on that magazine wasn't current.
Well, I don't know. And then he pulled out some of various vitamins and showing that off to her as well.
So did she, I mean, was she loud when she blew him? Or was that, did she keep it on the down low?
Here's the thing. I got to say, the fault is not his. Because you should know if you're getting on a bus, you're going to meet crazy people.
That's true.
She was fucking playing rookie ball, all right?
Mm.
Not, was I? No. Hell no. I had my earbuds in.
Yeah.
I know I got a joke that kind of references this, but I got my earbuds in, sunglasses on.
The go to hells? Of course.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. And I had locked and loaded what I was going to say if somebody talked to me. This is for a plane and a bus. Here, you sit down next to me, and we'll take the scene from there.
All right. So, wow, traffic's really bad today. Good thing we're taking the bus, right?
This yeah.
Weather's really, really hot. It's getting so hot.
I don't care.
I mean, I'm just trying to make small talk, pal. I
don't care.
Oh, all right. You can go fuck yourself then.
Now, here's the thing. Someone's like, oh, I feel like that's going to get you in trouble. I'm not an idiot. If the fucking mountain gets next to me, if Mark Sexual Chocolate Henry.
Yeah. Strongest man in the world.
Tugboat or Earthquake, to name more, fat wrestlers.
You got a Kamala in there? You
gotta, yeah, I got a Kamala. El Gigante. If one of those guys sits next to me, am I telling that? No. Yes, sir.
Nah, of course not.
Yeah, I'll be like, you're hilarious. I'll laugh at all his jokes. I'll scooch over.
See, you and I have a different strategy because what I do is I'll have the earbuds in, I'll have the sunglasses on, but whenever they start talking to me, I'll look so put out. Like, I'll remove the earbud and go, I'm sorry, what? And so then they have to repeat themselves. And then I just go, oh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. And then I'll put the earbud back in. So if they want to start a conversation again, they know what they're up against.
Oh, man. That's so good. You give them to them five times in a row, they'll stop, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a war of attrition.
I was at my cousin's wedding one time, and this older guy started talking to me. I was at my cousin's wedding this one time. She's been married 9 times.
Hey, all right.
Now, I was at my cousin's wedding, and this older guy starts talking to me about his time in the Navy. And I'm like, okay, I'm listening here. I mean, I'm respectful. This man fought for our country. I'm not going to tell him to suck an egg.
Of course.
So this guy's talking to me. And then at some point he goes, hey, tell you what, and I'm not saying anything, right?
Right.
I'm just like, nodding, But I'm kind of trying to give a little body language, like I want to get out of this conversation.
Yeah.
And then he goes, hey, tell you what, let's go someplace more quiet where you can hear me better.
Oh.
And then eventually I said I had to go to the bathroom and I took a nap and hid my room.
Hey, I found you here. Taking a nap.
Hey.
Scooch over.
Looks like a little spoon needs a big one. Oh, man. Traveling, David, for the birds.
Yeah, I'm doing it this weekend.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going to North Carolina.
North Kakalaki, where?
Winston-Salem.
Oh, Winston-Salem, home of tabacky.
Oh. Home of two types of tabacky.
Yeah, the wacky. And the serious one.
And the very serious
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the super serious.
We're actually donating a portion of the proceeds today to throat cancer research.
Yeah.
So
get cancer out of your throat.
Yeah. And also we'd like to say hi to a new sponsor, cigarettes.
That's right. All brands.
that smooth flavor.
All of them.
It's weird that cigarettes used to promote themselves as like having the smooth flavor instead of just being like, look, just get addicted to it. We don't give a fuck if it tastes good.
I was watching The Americans last night and I was like, God, smoking looks like so much fun.
It looks so awesome when you do it.
Because of the smoking ban in Austin now, I can't be around smoke.
No.
It kills me.
Yeah, yeah, it's such an irritant. When before I'd be like, that's a cigarette.
I used to really like kissing a girl after she smoked a cigarette.
Is that so?
Which is weird. Now it's like you're gross.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like a little miniature person took a little tiny duke in your mouth.
Yeah, it's like a little trash bag hoe.
Well, because I, as always, I viewed cigarettes as a sign of that someone's not that smart.
And right.
They'd probably make a mistake with maybe me.
So your odds are better.
Yeah, my odds are better.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a weeding out process.
Yeah, so kissing a girl who's been smoking is like, oh, the sweet taste of success.
That's right. If I get a huge sports bottle full of cocaine,
uh-huh,
and I see some girl with a chest tattoo, that's who I'm going after.
Of course.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? With that sports bottle of cocaine, you can just sell that and buy whoever you want. Look at that.
Was this Taken?
Maybe it is.
Where's that movie? Where's Taken from the kidnapper's perspective? Oh, business of selling people is down.
Got to get back on the streets. Actually, I feel like this is the second season of The Wire. You're just going to rename the packs.
Oh, that's depressing.
We just finished the second season of The Wire. So,
so what are you doing in North Carolina? Are you checking on your stock car team?
I am. Yeah. The Copenhagen Thunder.
Yeah.
It's an actual team. We gave it a name. No, I'm going for a wedding, which is funny because we're flying into Charlotte. Hey, Mac, how far is Charlotte from Winston-Salem?
I don't know.
About an hour. Mm-hmm. So thankfully, we're flying in with my girlfriend's parents, and they're renting a car, and we're driving down. But they're leaving a day after us, so I guess we got to figure out how to get to the airport on Sunday.
What time on Sunday?
Oh, I don't know. Afternoon.
Okay. Well, you can probably bus it.
I'm sure my girlfriend's got it all figured out, because this is the trip that I am hands off, and she'll take care of it. But at the same time, there's a part of me that's kind of slowly developing an ulcer, because it's like, all right, we got to have a contingency plan. It's an hour away. I don't know.
That's the thing. After 2 weekends of road work, comedy road work.
Look at you.
I know. Look at me. I'm a road dog, David. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Ooh, regular Bobby Slayton.
I'm starting to... the shit bowl of comedy. he was actually just in Austin this last weekend.
That's right.
Well, I mean, as you're listening to this, it was probably months ago.
Yeah. He was training at Whole Foods.
That's right. After 2 weekends of road work, I feel like, I'm compiling like more and more tips to where next time I'll do a better job of keeping the cost down.
Yeah.
Because I think something you have to factor in, like figure out how fucking expensive that cab ride is.
Yes.
Because if I took a flight that was at a later time, because I flew out of there, like a plane left at like 6:30.
Mm.
So buses aren't running at like 4:30.
Right.
And so, but that's a $50 cab ride.
Yeah.
So maybe if there's a flight that's a little later and cheaper, you save yourself $50 right there.
Exactly.
Or, let's say the flight costs 25 more. You're still saving yourself $25.
Yeah.
And you're like, $25. Gee, I'm sorry. You're nickel and diamond. Well, screw you, pal. It adds up.
I'm depending on how many drunk people are getting defensive driving this week.
I'll also say this. Both comedy clubs, dynamite salads.
Is that right?
The one in Buffalo, one of my top 5 salads I've ever had.
Oh, my God.
I know. God, it was so good. It was a fresh green mix there with a little with some spinach leaves.
Okay,
is it local? Yeah.
Oh,
you better believe it.
That
is.
Doesn't seem right. Buffalo has local spinach.
Yeah, they got it somehow. strawberries. You got some strawberries on there. Some balsamic vinaigrette, a little bit of grilled chicken. Here's the best part, David: candied pecans.
Oh wow, yeah,
that's right.
At a comedy club?
I know, they crushed it. By the way, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I feel like the word drizzle is hard to resist.
It's hard to be turned off by it.
Yeah, I feel like it. You could be like, first we took a giant pile of dog excrement, and we drizzled some gasoline on it. Like you'd be like, oh, sounds good.
Oh, nice little garnish on top of that dog excrement.
I'll take a large. We took a hamburger and we drizzled it with arsenic. I'm like, ooh, I know that arsenic's poison, but God, my lips.
Just a sweet kick of arsenic.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you have buffalo wings while you're in Buffalo?
Yes, I did. Both places, so I have a sad short story to tell you for my time in Raleigh.
I can't wait if it has to do with buffalo wings.
Now, the buffalo story is just that I got it. Oh, this is also funny. I'm leaving the airport and this lady's like talking to somebody else and she goes like, blah, 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 blah. And then the word I did hear was, Waka Flocka Flame. Like in that sort of a, you know, like a Wisconsin accent or whatever.
Yeah, like the kids in the hall are doing a sketch about it.
Yeah, and I was like, what? Okay. Turns out he was staying in my hotel and I walked right past him because I didn't know what Waka Flocka looked like.
No, of course not.
But the next day, they're talking about like, oh, the Waka Flocka's entourage left. And I was like, Waka Flocka? And I like Google image searched him. I was like, yep, that was him. That was that guy dressed like he was crazy. Because I'm an adult. Yeah, I look crazy.
Yeah. He had a hat sideways.
Yeah. He had dreadlocks.
This was in Buffalo?
This was in Buffalo.
Yeah, they're not going to like that.
I'm crazy. okay, so yeah, but I get in that night, you know, I don't have a show, but I'm exhausted. That first flight took it out of me.
Of course.
Spurs are playing that night, and I ordered myself a bunch of Buffalo wings because they deliver. 10 wings this much, 20 wings this much. I was like, well, I kind of want a little bit more than 10. I don't quite want 20, but I'll save them. I did not save them, David. I ate all 20 wings.
Ah, Blake's folly.
God, it was so much food. I literally was like thinking about how much food that was, and then that was all inside me, and I was like, I don't like that at all. And so I didn't eat until dinner the next day.
Wow.
Yep, it was great.
Sounds pretty great.
Yeah. Oh, man. But then I was walking around downtown Buffalo at some point, and I passed this club, Lux. And this club had a banner outside and a picture of, like, you know, advertising, like, their dance nights and a picture of two DJs. One was, like, DJ Ruddick or something. And the other one was DJ Shaka Shan. And I just like the idea that, like, his selling point is just that he's real shy.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, you want to come out to dance floor? You don't have to. Whatever. It's fine. Hey, everybody who's ready to party, raise your hands.
Hey, I'm just going to turn this down. I just, I have tinnitus. It hurts my ears.
How you doing?
All you ladies, you having a good time? Of course not. Of course not.
I'll just go. I'll just go. I'll just get out of here.
Just the record just.
Celebrate good times. You hate this. I'm sorry. Maybe he's just like, turned down for what?
While he takes a break, here comes DJ Big Dick.
Oh, Big Dick.
He's playing the worst music, but just using his big dick.
Yeah. Damn it. I play better music than him. Yeah, but he's got it. He's got it.
He's got that Genesis cock. What?
So the Raleigh, the Red Roof Inn Plus.
Oh, my God.
I know. Hey, big spin. It's like, hey, big shiver, because I just got shivved.
Seriously,
a lot.
Feel free to roll some pennies before you go.
No. Actually, I'll say this. The I was looking at pictures of the Red Roof Inn, because I was like, Red Roof Inn? No, thanks. Mm. Like, you know, what am I in? Botswana? really sticking it to Botswana this episode.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was looking at the pictures of it, and I was reading the reviews, and I was like, it doesn't sound bad, and it's real fucking cheap. I'll do it. And it was not bad. But everyone told me, they're rather like, where's your hotel? Well, that's not a good place. So I left my hotel, and I was like, what's the closest restaurant? Take a guess at what it was.
Applebee's.
It was a Subway.
Oh, okay. Closest restaurant. Yeah. My goodness.
Sorry. Closest place to get foodstuffs.
A jacket and tie required?
And so I started walking to Subway, but then Google Maps was like, it's a 25-minute walk through this field. And like the route I wanted me to take was basically like the field was inches away from a freeway.
Okay.
It was like you wanted me to walk along a freeway and then a field. And I was like, you know what? No. And so I got about 10 minutes that direction. I was like, I'm not doing this. And I was like, what's another route? And it had me walking along a road. And so I got 10 minutes there and I was like, it was another 25 minutes. I was like, 25 minutes to a fucking Subway. And my hotel key card had a pizza delivery place on it.
Oh.
I was like, I'll just fucking order pizza. You know, because it's like 30 minutes. It's like an hour.
Right, yeah.
An hour plus now. And I don't want to like lose, you know, an hour and a half just to eat some fucking Subway.
That's, yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, look, later that weekend, I walked to this barbecue place. It was great. And like, yeah, I walked 30 minutes each way, and I don't mind that. Mm. But like walking 30 minutes to a Subway makes you feel terrible.
Of course, yeah.
I don't know why. It's exercise.
Well, because there's no reward at the end of it. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, I get just enough to get back.
And so I turned around and walked back to the hotel. First, I stopped though at a gas station, got not Dr. Pepper, Dr. Wim.
What?
Yeah. And so I basically was like, if you weren't following me and you were just a hotel desk clerk, it'd be like, where are you going? I'm going to go get something to eat. 25 minutes later, I'm back. I changed my mind. Like, it was just a sad little just a circle I took.
I just got half a bottle of Dr. Wham.
Yeah, I got a Dr. Wham. Well, I didn't drink it. Then I put it on ice.
Oh, of course.
It came out pretty warm.
You have to savor each flavor of Dr. Wham.
Also, the Red Roof Inn, when I walked to upstairs, did not have any soap or shampoo and conditioner.
What?
And I was banking on the hotel having that. So I walked down the desk and I was like, hey, can I get some soap? You would have thought I asked this bearded, ponytailed, giant, redheaded individual. I don't know why I had a redheaded on there, but he was.
Okay, but at least you said he, because he's the individual. Made
basically,
it
a more mobile Harry Knowles.
All right.
You would have think I asked him to wipe my ass. Because I was like, can I have some soap? And he's like, ugh. Just rolled his eyes right out of his goddamn head and just like, ugh. And I was like, oh, can I? Also, there was no shampoo and conditioner. He hands me one bottle of Pert something, and he goes, it's a two-in-one, so... and then just trails off. And I was like, thanks.
So you're the one, they had to dip into their emergency supply because no one's using Pert in hotels.
Yeah.
They had to run to the CVS one day and they're like, some asshole's going to ask for shampoo one day. Let's just give him this Prel or whatever. Fine. This'll do.
What are you a shampoo and conditioner man? What's your morning routine?
I'm rocking a Head and Shoulders 2-in-1.
2-in-1, man. Switched to 2-in-1 recently. I love it.
Of course. Why would you fuck with anything else?
Cuts down so much time. Because I always felt like 2-in-1 was kind of bullshit. Like, it's not.
Uh-huh.
It can't bring both what a conditioner and a shampoo brings to the table.
Yeah.
Although I feel like shampoo, isn't conditioner just shampoo?
Conditioner is like, it's...
I almost said it. Doesn't also clean? Come on, it has to do a little bit of cleaning.
Yeah, exactly. No one's getting their child taken away because they just use conditioner.
But I'm rocking this 2-in-1, and I love it. It saves me a lot of time in the shower, saving while I'm helping the earth, David.
Yeah, feels good.
I'm going green. But I'm looking at the bottle of this, I think it's Dove or whatever, and it's like contains menthol and caffeine.
Oh, all right.
And I'm like, wait, caffeine? I'm rubbing it into my head now? And I was like, I feel like somebody should have told me about this.
Oh, actually, yes, that's true. It's like, we've entered like Logan's Run territory. It's like, get your caffeine in your scalp. Like, all right.
I was like, shouldn't this have like made the news? Shouldn't this have been like a Jalopnik or something? Shouldn't IO9 have told me about
it? Exactly. The consumerist should have said, hey, beware of caffeine shampoo.
Shouldn't have been a Gothamist.
What are the Jezebel shoes?
Is a Boing Boing.
Maybe Salons. Got a
a Slash Film. Could imagine it. Maybe The Dirty.
Yeah, maybe Sweet Apples. Doing something dirty with it.
Big mouthfuls. Could have done it.
Egotastic. Maybe Rihanna just rubbed on a cooter. Maybe got a little egotastic on it.
Maybe Newsarama, a little comic book news. Maybe mention the menthol thing though.
I'm out.
Orangebloods.com could have put it on there. The Bleacher Report could have mentioned it.
Pitchfork. Maybe open in the second stage.
Fuck you, Pitchfork. Yeah. And that is weird. But yeah, I love it. I love it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Yep. And let me ask you this. Soap, body wash.
Ooh.
Let's add a little quiz music to it. There you go. Soap or body wash?
If I'm just going to work or if I'm done with the workout, soap. If I'm planning some sort of elegant night, maybe I'm going out, a little body wash.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Both.
Oh, at the same time?
No, not at the same time. I don't got three hands. So I soap up because some things need that fucking bar. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Oh, they crave that bar.
You need to get in there.
Fingernails, butthole. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I do.
Teeth, eyes. Those eyes need that bar of soap.
Just take a bite of lava. You're ready to
get it in you. But then I switch to the body wash. Do I put it on with my hands? I'm not a fucking caveman, of David. Course. Loofah!
Wow.
Here I go with the loofah.
See, I feel like you're blowing all your money on this when you could be going to a Howard Johnson's instead of a Red Roof Inn.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, you take your delicacies where you can.
That's true.
That's it's already budgeted in, my loofah costs. I expense it. Mm-hmm. I figure it's part of my presentation as a comedian.
That is true.
Being my skin being freshly scrubbed off. David Hatta, are you ready for another mascot wedding radio watchdog?
Let's do it.
So I was listening to Jay Moore Sports, which is in the middle of the afternoon. And David, as we are recording this, a hockey series recently wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
The LA Kings, the Kings of Los Angeles,
versus
the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Say it again.
Say what? Chicago.
Yeah, the Chicago team.
The Chicago Blackhawks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I did hear it right. Okay.
Apparently, that got a 22 share
Oh, wow,
in TV ratings for Chicago. So I believe that is, of all the TVs that were on at that time, 22% of them, is that correct? We're watching the Chicago Blackhawks versus the LA Kings, Game 7.
Right.
Of, I don't know, one of the conference finals. West? Yeah, it's got to be the West.
The Campbell Cup.
Oh, that's right. They got weird things.
Yeah.
And Buffalo, the city of Buffalo, they don't even have a team in the fight, right?
No.
They got like a 8-share or something like that. Mm. Los Angeles, a 4-share. Mm. And so Jay Moore Sports is talking to this guy. I want to say something like Deitch or something like that. He's the media analyst for Sports Illustrated.
Oh, Richard Deitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, how come LA doesn't care? And they busted out this old chestnut, which I fucking can't stand. And the fact that I hold Sports Illustrated in a little higher regard.
Yeah, you should.
Than like Fox Sports or even ESPN. Mm. I don't know why, but I do. And they busted out. They're like, well, you know, LA is not really much of a hockey town because there's just more to do in LA.
Yeah.
You know, Buffalo during the winter months, you get locked inside and, and you know, you sports TV is a bigger part of your life in LA. I mean, there's just more going on.
Meanwhile, Chicago's developing like a Stockholm syndrome and they want to watch their captors as they go on to victory during the winter months.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let's analyze those sentences you said. Winter months.
Yeah.
People actually play hockey in those fucking cities. You know why LA is not a big hockey town? No one gives a shit about playing hockey there.
Yeah, exactly. No one's like, oh my God, that guy's my hero. Let's go out to the rink and play some hockey.
Yeah, no one gives a fucking rat's ass about hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wonder why the Phoenix Coyotes setting a franchise or a league lows in attendance? No one gives a fuck about hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a hockey town. It's hot as balls.
Yeah, and they got other shit to do because it's hot as balls. They're trying to stay cool.
Yeah.
They should just promote hockey by saying, hey, it's cold in here.
Yeah. Dallas, people in Dallas like the Stars. It snows in Dallas, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it snows a lot.
And also Dallas likes bandwagoning.
Yeah, but they're happy when they're winning.
Yeah, they won a championship like 10 years ago, and they're like, oh my God, I still love hockey.
Yeah, what do you get off it? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Brett Hull's not coming through that tunnel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why don't you go re up? Who's on the team right now? Montalis?
Yeah,
go re up him.
Yeah, Mike Madonna's not. He's not coming out of the locker room. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's not coming through those doors. Langenbrunner isn't coming through those doors anymore.
Oh, wow,
Langenbrunner. I used to play Face Off 99. I had three teams that I played: the Canucks, the Stars, and one other. Ooh, I don't remember.
I can tell you the Bruins. That was my team, Bruins.
I love me some old, some 2000 Vancouver Canucks, Marcus Naslin.
Oh.
Let me hear it. what was I going to say? Dallas Hawk. Oh, the other thing. So I was listening. Do you ever catch? Oh, man. David Hodder. Are you familiar with a gentleman named Tom Looney?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, what's Tom Looney like?
Well, he's a second fiddle to JT the Brick, but he's a big old musclehead. He's also a doofus.
He's a musclehead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should look him up. You absolutely should. It'll change your perspective on what you think of him.
All right. I'm going to look up Tom Looney right now.
Because, yeah, JT the Brick is like this, hey, everybody, all right, we're Knicks fans. I want to hear from you. And then, like, Tom Looney's like, that's right, JT. Like, he's weird.
That's Tom Looney?
Yes, it
Holy
is.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so this big old juice head is playing second fiddle to this Jabba-type character.
Man, you know Tom Looney takes a girl out on a date. I'm just going to say it right now. Tom Looney's a date rapist. No, I'm not going to say it.
I'll say it. I'll say he has a variety of dress tank tops, probably.
I'll say this. Ladies, if you see Tom Looney walk into a bar, cover your drinks. That's all I'm going to say about
Tom. Yeah, that's all we're saying.
But Tom Looney is like, he's on ads. He's like, hey, everyone, I'm Looney. And I think he was talking about an e-cigarette. He was doing like a personalized ad.
That makes absolute sense.
But he's like, you know me, on the weekends, I'm sucking back some Coors and I have a couple smokes. And I was like, ugh, hey, divorced dad, ease it back.
Right, exactly. Well, this is my cheat day, so I'm allowed to just go a little crazy.
But now on the weekends, it's Ben Mallard.
Okay.
And Tom Looney. And it's a real bad show. I actually like Ben Mallard.
I love Ben Mallard, yeah.
But they talk over each other, and it's mainly Looney. And Looney will like, and sometimes like they do a thing where they give you the sports scores, but they also give you a bit of trivia about the city, and I enjoy it. But Tom Looney enjoys a little too much, and he texts forever. And you can tell Ben Mallard is like, well, we got to hurry up because you're taking too much time. Like he's like chastising Tom Looney on the air. And instead of me thinking this is unprofessional, I'm like, yeah, stop fucking around, Looney.
Yeah, exactly.
But they were talking. They brought in somebody, they were like a special report from somebody else in the, like the Fox Sports radio studios, right? Mm-hmm. And like, oh, this guy came in, Pink Eye. What's up, Pink Eye? And they're calling this other, you know, talk DJ, Pink Eye.
Okay.
And they're like, well, what's the story about Pink Eye? And they're like, well, you and I, back in the day, we used to work at this one station and we were fired. And you weren't there one time. We were doing a show together. And I was like, where is he? And it's like, well, he's with the doctors because he's got Pink Eye. So we start calling you Pink Eye. And we're like, how'd you get Pink Eye, my man? And then there was a pause and the guy goes, one day I'll tell you the real story of what happened. And then Looney and Ben Mallard go, ah! And then Ben Mallard does one of my favorite things ever. He just goes, hello! I want so bad to be a situation where without any sort of self-awareness, and it could be a totally 100% appropriate, hello.
Yeah.
Just like, hello! But then this guy, they brought him on to play, to give some trivia, right?
Right.
Because it's just a sports talk, and they don't want to talk about the amazing NBA finals that are about to happen.
Gosh, why would they?
They're talking about football, of course, nonstop, even though OTAs? Official team activity.
Yeah.
They just pawn each other's crotches over football. I hate it. Hoops. Hoops needs more attention. So they're pawning the crotches over football, and then it's time to switch to trivia. And so they play this song, Let's Get Trivial, Trivial.
They paid someone for that?
Yep. And then they're doing trivia, right? And they're giving the other categories have names.
Mm.
So like... this one's called like hands off. It's like, so there's like hands off and there's escargot and frog legs. And like, we'll take hands off. He's like, all right, soccer trivia. And they're like, and like, all right, we'll take escargot and frog legs. He's like, all right, let's see who can name. This one has to deal with the winners of the French Open. And they lost their shit. So if I'm watchdogging this one, if I turn the power of the watchdog, I got to go. It's not that funny, guys.
Yeah.
That's my main complaint. That's my main watchdog complaint. So here, let's. I'll reenact it for you.
All right.
You be the guy giving the trivia. I'll be Ben Mallard.
Okay.
I'll take escargot and frog legs. What's that about?
All right. So escargot and frog legs is about winners of the French Open.
I know. I know. It was that scary.
Well, maybe you don't know. Maybe they just saw a picture of a pretty lady or something. Well, we don't know what's going on at that radio station.
I think the pretty lady, like a baby, punched her boobs.
Yeah.
I think that's what they saw.
Oh, wait, let's try that again so I can do a fake laugh.
Okay. That concludes another fabulous Mesco Wedding Radio Watchdog.
I love it. I just started recently listening to Jay Moore myself.
You are a Jay Moore fan.
I was a long time ago.
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Is Jay Moore a person you root for? Or I don't know. How would you, don't let me define it.
Sorry. No. But I will, though. Watch me. I dare you. I used to really like him, but then I kind of outgrew him, and then he took a shift, and I didn't follow him. Like, he became this really weird musclehead, and now he's got a radio show, and you can hear sometimes the stuff that I like about him, and then most of the time he's just being like a zoo DJ.
Yeah, it really is just a zoo show. I mean, like, a lot of sports talk is like that.
Yeah.
Like, they'll take whatever the headline is and exaggerate it.
Mm.
Like, so Lance Stephenson of the Indiana Pacers, a shooting guard.
Yes.
Blew in LeBron James's ear while they were playing. It was just like an antic.
A way to get in his head.
Yeah. And so that's all they were talking about is just like that. That's as deep as their analysis of that series went.
Yeah. So let's go to Twitter. Let's see what everyone else has to say about it.
Twitter hat trick. Give it to me. And like a lot of sound drops or whatever.
Yes. It's the show we always wanted.
Although what happened the other day, I was watching something or listening to something and, they kicked it over to Tony Bruno. Oh, I miss that old Tony Bruno show.
Chairman of the board.
Had everything I wanted.
Chairman of the soundboard.
It had sound drops. It had a sports babe.
Of course.
And then it had some guy who was actually knowledgeable about sports.
Yeah.
Andrew Siciliano.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Remember these used to be on the morning? Yeah. And then they dropped it. I think I was the only guy listening.
Oh, okay. You're talking about way back when. I thought you were talking about they brought the team back together.
Oh, no.
I would stop everything to listen to that show right now.
I know. Tony Bruno. They used to play that current affair noise every time there was like a
breaking news story.
Is that this thing right here? That was one they played.
Yeah. And then if someone committed a bleeper blunder, you'd hear Nelson Muntz laughing.
Yeah. You'd also get playoffs. A lot of that and a lot of practice. Maybe Alan and I were talking about practice.
We still have, we can still plug in a soundboard.
Yeah.
I think a soundboard making appearance at 281.
Oh, man. We got to do it.
Yeah.
Sports show. David, how should we leave the show today?
Let's get gunned down while driving through Dallas.
Well, you know, Dallas isn't so bad, David.
Yeah, this is actually pretty. I'm just going to put the top down real quick if that's all
right. Oh, feel that smooth Dallas air blowing our locks in the wind, David.
It's so hot and wet. Good air.
Oh, hey, by the way, David, you took care of that situation with your enemies, right?
I'm afraid I did not.
Oh, my God. David, look out.
No!
No, oh, I've been hit.
Oh, David, no!
Oh, God.
No, they got me, too.
No. Pull over in front of that batch of guys with machine guns.
No, no, they're making the problem worse.
Oh, no.
The Tasty Podcast Network at tastypodcast.com.